Are the metals around you poisoning you? How would you know, and what can you do? These are the questions that Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You has been asking.
A lot of people just talk about being just generally under the weather, but you can also have specific illnesses. For instance, recent research has shown a link between high lead levels and cataracts, the development of cataracts. So it can affect just about every system in the body, and it's just one of the first port of calls that you should look at if you've got a chronic problem or you've got muscle weakness, if you've got ME-type symptoms. Those are oftentimes caused by metal problems.
Where might this metal have come from?
In some cases, it may be an occupational thing, like if you've got high levels of cadmium. I mean, we had somebody write in who was suffering from this because they worked with pottery and it occurs in the glazing. But I mean, there's lead in our homes. If you've got a house that's older than 30 years, you know, you probably have some lead in the pipes, in the paint, things like that. We have it in our environment. We have it in our water. We have it in high levels in fish these days. All of us have potential problems with too much metal.
Now, if we can't really avoid it in our environment, is there a way of at least negating the effect or flushing it out of the system?
Yeah. First of all, you need to be tested. And you can get a number of types of tests. Places like Biolab in London do general metal, you know, toxic metal tests. And you can have a sweat test or a hair test just to see your metal levels. From your sweat, they just take a little sample that they would put on you for an hour and then take that off and then measure the levels in your sweat. Another way is taking the hair nearest your scalp. A little sample of that will show the most recent levels of metals that you've got in your body. Another source, of course, is just opening your mouth and looking in your mouth because, I mean, one of the biggest problems we all have is mercury in the mouth. And even if your amalgam fillings have been taken out and replaced, you may not have got all the amalgam out of, and mercury out of your body. So it's important for everybody to be tested first. And depending on the results of that, there are a number of things that you can do to treat it. If you have very high levels, then you ought to go for chelation therapy, which is a substance that literally grabs the stuff out of your body. It binds with it and it literally grabs it and takes it out of your body when it is excreted. And there are a number of things like DMPS and DMSA, which are taken orally, and they can flush the stuff out.
And if your levels aren't quite so high, what else can you do?
Well, there's a number of environmental things you can do. Just try to limit your environmental exposure to these toxins by cleaning up your water, using a reverse osmosis system or filter that will take out most heavy metals. Don't get any more amalgam fillings put in. Keep your workplace well ventilated. A lot of people who are working in closed systems, and particularly if you're in some sort of manufacturing area, you've oftentimes got high metals around. If you're a smoker, don't smoke. There's high levels of cadmium in cigarette smoking. It's one of the major sources of it. Avoid high-risk foods like fish, which contains mercury, shellfish. Intensively farmed meat oftentimes has it in the liver and kidneys. Vegetables sprayed with pesticides. Make sure everything you've got is organic and not processed. And stick to a high-fiber diet and low-fat diet so that your food passes through you more quickly. And then if you take things like vitamins A, B and C, extracts of grape seed and milk thistle. They're very good for chelating things out. A substance called NAC, which is a form of an essential acid, that also can help clean your body out naturally. There's another substance called MSM, which is a naturally occurring sulfur a compound. And this is also very useful for chelation. They've found in, at least in studies with animals, that giving these animals MSM enabled them to eliminate cadmium from the body. So it's kind of a natural chelating substance. Just remember, though, animal studies don't always apply to humans. And then there's good old spirulina, which is a blue-green algae. And that's been used to eliminate toxins from the body very successfully.
That's Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.